Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Healthline is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with Ruth Sherman, 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Don't know how we would do without, would have done without her all these years. Ruth, thank you for being here. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything, RuthSherman.com. Go there and check out all the things that she does for her clients. Ruth, we're talking about being a more discerning consumer of information. I said earlier in the before you got here that the motivation to do this is it could get to the point with the way information is leveraged today through digital means, it could get to the point where if we lose the corporate ability, so to speak, the group ability to process information properly. It could get to the existential level. What do you think?
Yeah, I think.
Am I overstating it?
Yeah, I think that you are right about that, Jim. Now, I will say that I have a lot of faith in people. Amazingly enough, that they will, you know, that as things move along, that as we become, we're basically drowning in information,
mm-hmm.
and as that reaches critical mass, if it hasn't already, that we will take the responsibility that we need to take and make sure that our institutions, whatever they are, whether they're government or business or, you know, family,
mm-hmm.
whatever the institutions are, and make sure that they stick to the straight and narrow, so to speak, right?
We have a new responsibility, don't we?
We do.
We didn't have it two generations. Go ahead.
Because we had time.
Mm-hmm.
We had much more time. Today, you and I were talking during the break about how, you know, I can remember and you can remember when we'd leave work at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're working all the time. I wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, 6:30, yep. 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm returning emails
mm-hmm.
until 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that was unheard of, you know, in the old days.
And here's what's amazing. I'd like to tell the young people this.
Yeah.
The world spun around like it does today. People made a living. People raised
Correct.
Their children. We survived, and we did all that without smartphones.
Yes, we did it all. We absolutely did it all. But we had time. So what I would suggest, and I'm curious to know if you agree with this, is that since there's so much information coming at us and we just don't have time to examine it all, to choose two or perhaps three areas,
mm-hmm.
whether, again, you're buying a product or you are going to vote, whether, you know, or anything else that's important to you that's happening in your life or you're making a family decision, and study it instead of responding to every darn thing
mm-hmm.
that is coming through your inbox,
social media,
on your social.
Holy
exactly.
mackerel.
Exactly. Oh, it's too much. I even found myself responding in a not so. I wasn't proud of myself.
I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I don't do it at all. I mean, I'm there, but I don't. And I have a little saying that I've come up with that I'm encouraging people to adopt. Just because you can. Doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to think about it, Jim.
Before you hit the enter key, say to yourself, just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if we can limit the amount of things, the number of things that we focus on in order to make better decisions, not only will we contribute more to the ultimate, you know, to the ethics of society
right.
and to our institutions, but we will be able to help ourselves and save a lot of money, quite frankly.
Well, and the anxiety. I mean, look at the anxiety we all get ourselves worked up to. And do you think social media has helped or hurt all this?
I think that social media is so new. It's still so relatively new and so fast that we're still figuring it out.
It's overwhelming. Is it seductive? It's overwhelming, mm-hmm. and it's taking our breath away in a lot of ways.
Right. So on one hand, everybody now has a voice. Everybody mm-hmm. has a voice.
Everybody's a publisher. Field.
Everybody's a publisher. Everybody's a journalist. Everybody's a professional photographer, mm-hmm. a videographer, all of that, right? Everybody's a voice. So on one hand, you have a voice, and you have, the playing field has been somewhat leveled. On the other, of course, you're not trained. You're not trained in any of these areas. And these are not things that just anybody can do without some very serious training and education, or do well, or do the right way, the ethical way. So, it's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword.
Yep, no question about it. Well, and also, you touched on this in the previous segment about our own biases.
Yeah.
That's an important thing to point out is that, if you've got a heavy bias somewhere, it might be leading you the wrong way. And I'm saying this to myself as well. Hang out with people who are a little different from you.
Absolutely.
But you know what, Ruth, though? We've all got to try. And I say this to people sometimes. I say, look, if we're going to have this conversation, let's promise each other that we're going to be intellectually honest about this.
Absolutely. And we're not going to be offended.
No.
When other people express opinions different from our own.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't make them bad people.
It doesn't make them bad people. Absolutely not. It's actually, to me, and of course to you, it's interesting.
Exactly.
It's fascinating.
That's right.
It's wonderful. It forms community where you can actually get things done.
We've got to get away from being against each other just because they disagree with us. Hey, Ruth, RuthSherman.com?
Yes, RuthSherman.com.
This has been a great conversation. Will you come back soon?
Oh, I definitely will. And Jim, it's been always a pleasure and an honor to be on the show. I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Your business is now operating when something...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.